Not another one. Mrs. Fleisch, the head housekeeper of the Brandon mansion, gave Ruby a pitying glance. Yeah, and now I have to tell the missus. That shepherdess was one of her favorites. I know. Ruby exchanged a look with the woman who had taken her under her wing those 5 years ago, when Ruby and her small sister, Opal, had joined the staff at the Brandon house. Ruby had started out as a maid, but, because of her love for children, had moved up to nanny's helper, and had often filled in when one of the many governesses parading through had left, or been dismissed. She was the only one who could handle 12-year-old Miss Alicia, the eldest of the Brandon children, who was far too bright for her age. Penelope, at 10, was a willing pupil, until she and Opal got their heads together, a sure sign that mischief would soon show a face. Jason had spent much of his 8 years with his nose in a book, but had little regard for the demands of a teacher, unless she was presenting a topic of interest to him. Ruby knew how to charm him into being interested in anything he needed to learn, so Mr. and Mrs. Brandon had finally given up looking for a new governess. "Don't worry, miss. She won't fire you. Not even for that bit of fancy clay." Mrs. Klaus, the cook, looked up from peeling potatoes, the skins curling into the bucket kept for compost in the garden. "She knows you are the only one who can manage her children." "She won't think I'm managing very well today. She caught Jason sliding down the banister. He said he was studying the properties of friction between wood and cloth at high rates of speed." Cook coughed to cover a chuckle. Her favoritism of the eldest son was a well-documented fact. Ask any of the children who it was that always got the biggest cookie or the choice of puddings. "Might as well get this over with, so it isn't hanging over my head like the scimitar in the story we read this morning." Ruby dusted her hands off on her apron, raising a slight cloud of chalk dust, since this was her schoolroom apron, then hung it on the hook. "Is she in her sitting room or the sunroom?" Mrs. Klaus glanced at the carved walnut clock on the wall. "Most likely the sunroom now. She'll be calling for tea any minute. If you want to wait and take the tray with you, might be a good time for you to talk with her." "I promised to take the children to the park, so I need to get this over with." A bell chimed 3 times as they spoke. "The sunroom." Cook set a plate of lemon bars on the silver tray already waiting on the table, along with bone china cups, a pitcher of milk, a sugar bowl with tongs for the sugar cubes, and slices of lemon on another plate. Napkins lay folded on the side, and teaspoons gleamed on the white damask. 3 golden daffodils made a splash of color in a crystal bud vase. "Here it is." Cook set the cream-toned teapot on the tray. With hands across her ample front, she studied the tray to make sure all was in perfect order. Mrs. Brandon loved to have her afternoon tea just so. But then, Mrs. Brandon liked to have most things just so. She would have liked just so to have included her children, but they constantly disabused her of that notion. Ruby picked up the tray and, turning, backed out the swinging door that led from the kitchen to the butler's pantry and thence to the walnut-paneled hall leading to the living quarters.
"Is it tea time?"
Alicia, the eldest Brandon daughter, leaned over the regal carved banister and stage whispered down to Ruby. "Yes, but isn't it Penelope's turn today?" Alicia shook her head and, with shoulders back, paraded down the stairs.
"I traded with her."
"And who might you be this time?"
"Queen Victoria."
The girl held out a limp hand.
"You may kiss my ring if you like."
Ruby rolled her eyes.
"Nay, and I shan't curtsy either. Sorry, Your Highness. Please follow me or lead the way as you prefer."